Blog Talk Radio. Okay, thank you for waiting. Hey, this is Carol Ann Parisi. You know what? There is so much going on in our world in these tumultuous transitional times. Aren't you looking for some wisdom, a wealth full of wisdom, something that's going to give you the answers and solutions? Well, you're in the right place, totally in the right place. Won't be a long show today. You know, there's just a lot going on. Healthcare in the U.S. Senate is being tabled. Good thing. You know what? Get it done right, okay? Get it done right. Don't be stupid. 1/6 of our economy. So I don't know. Did we talk about toxic house dust? I don't think we talked about this yesterday. When was the last time you dusted your house? This is from CNN. Here, you know what? It is saying here, from September 14th, 2016, you could Google toxic house dust and like 870,000 articles come up on it. But the long and short of it is researchers of George Washington University say 45 toxic chemicals are found in commonly in your house dust, with 10 of them lurking in 90% off of the homes across the country. So, you could really unpack that, because a lot of this toxic dust comes from, you know, some of your cleaning chemicals and from some of your carpeting, if you've got toxic carpeting, and you're breathing all that in. So, got to be careful. There's just a lot of toxicity. I'm going to unpack this a little bit. I am waiting to get on a terrestrial radio show here within the next half hour, so it's all good. We're going to talk a little bit about some quick and easy energy boosters. There's another thing, too, that I wanted, a ketogenic diet as an adjunct to cancer therapy. Ketogenic diets to, like, kill cancer. Now, Dr. Gonzalez dismantles the ketogenic diet factor for cancer. Don't know why, but the ketogenic diet is totally not something that cancer can eat. Remember, cancer loves sugar. Here we go. It is not opening. I am so sad. It is not opening. So we don't have any information on the toxic dust. Come on. We're going to get something going for you right here. Let's see. Let's see if this is a good one. I'm sorry. Kind of half but prepared. Went with a friend today to go look at a home. Okay. New study revealed all data on chemicals and house dust. A total of 45 chemicals were identified, with 10 found in 90% of U.S. homes. Most common classes of chemicals found were PHTHALATES, phthalates, and flame retardants. Okay? So, says, when was the last time you dusted your house? Your answer could reveal a lot about your home habits, but the findings of a new study may have everyone upping their game and potentially keeping wet wipes and hand sanitizer nearby at all times. They were identifying chemicals. Dr. Amy Zota, an assistant professor of environmental occupation, some chemicals were in every dust sample. So flame retardants and PHTH, phthalates. I can't say that. PHTH, phthalates. Sounds good to me. And yes, my dog is annoying. She's absolutely adorable, little Yorkshire Terrier. So it's all lurking in your dust. Remember, chemicals found in dust samples came from a range of things typically found inside your home, including vinyl products, flooring, cosmetics, baby products, furniture, nail polish. So bad, right? Now, to understand how these chemicals are entering your home, it helps to understand where they are used. That word again, phthalates, make plastic softer and more flexible. So they tend to be in vinyl, PVC materials, such as flooring, blinds, food packaging. Flame retardants help products meet inflammatory standards that are built into building codes, insurance requirements, and fire regulations. See, it's not just asbestos anymore, boys and girls. there are three classes of chemicals found in dust samples and included environmental phenols, usually used as preservatives in personal care products like shampoo, fluoridated chemicals used in stain and water repellent treatments for upholstery, carpets and clothes, and in non-stick pans and fragrances. Only one chemical used in fragrances had been a topic of study, meaning many more chemicals are likely to be present in dust with little insight to them. So, you know, I just think natural is best. Okay, so these phthalates, DEHP, DEHA, BBZP, DNBP, DIBP, and they're hazardous to your reproductive system, and it's a toxicity hormone disruptor, which is bad news, you know? So they don't know about fragrances, but definitely reproductive system, liver, digestive, nervous system, developmental toxicity. So be careful with your vinyl flooring, your vinyl blinds, your food packaging, personal care products, and fragrance products. Look out, shampoo, lotions, cosmetic, reusable water bottles, cleaning products such as detergents, furniture, baby products, electronics, polystyrene, building insulation, personal care products, cleaning products, perfumes, candles, air fresheners, stain and water repellent treatments for upholstery, carpets, clothes and shoes, nonstick cookware, and food papers like popcorn bags. Yeah, you know, go natural. And it also is very dangerous for children. And they disrupt the hormones and they, you know, it's not good. So you can have reproductive issues as well as cancerous issues. So check that out. Now, there is it's been said that calorie-restricted ketogenic diet is very effective alternative therapy for cancer. So I want to get something that is very interesting, that is less, you know, medically driven, and we can. Because I was listening to something that was, like, so medically driven. It's like, oh, my gosh. So here. This is There's a pilot trial going on. This was from 2011. This is far long ago. So, effects of a ketogenic diet on quality of life in 16 patients with advanced cancer, a pilot trial. Tumor patients exhibit increased peripheral demand of fatty acids and protein. Contrarily, tumors utilize glucose as their main source of energy supply. Glucose is sugar. Thus, a diet supplied the cancer patient with sufficient fat and protein for his demands while restricting the carbohydrates tumors thrive on could be helpful in strategizing and improving the patient's situation. A ketogenic diet fulfills these requirements. Therefore, they performed a pilot study. 16 patients with advanced metastatic cancer. So, and no conventional therapeutic options participated in the study. They were to follow a ketogenic diet, less than 70 grams of carbohydrates per day, which is easy to do. 70 is easy to do. One patient did not tolerate the diet and dropped in 3 days. Among those who tolerated the diet, 2 patients died early. 1 stopped after 2 weeks due to personal reasons. 1 felt unable to stick to the diet after 4 weeks, and 1 stopped after 6 and 2 stopped after 7 and 8 weeks due to progression of their disease. 1 had to discontinue after 6 weeks. So really, there was no conclusion. They said it is suitable for even advanced cancer patients. It has no severe side effects, and it might improve quality of life. Well, that was not a good example. But I've been reading a lot about this. There's some really good stuff on YouTube. Implementing a ketogenic diet based on medium-chain triglyceride oil in pediatric patients with cancer. They're saying it's a useful adjunct. It affects tumor glucose metabolism. It makes the tumors go into a state called apoptosis, where they kind of commit suicide if they can't eat. So ketogenic diets, that's what I've been doing here. I have not tested to see if I'm good. But beyond weight loss, there are therapeutic uses of very low-carbohydrate ketogenic diets. They have been in use since the 1920s. This is a therapy for epilepsy and can, in some cases, completely remove the need for medication. From the 60s onward, they have become widely known as one of the most common methods for obesity treatment. Recent work over the last decade or so has provided evidence of the therapeutic potential of ketogenic diets in many pathological conditions such as diabetes, polycystic ovary syndrome, acne, neurological disease, and cancer, and the amelioration of respiratory and cardiovascular disease risk factors. The possibility that modifying diet can be useful for reducing or eliminating pharmaceutical methods of treatment, which are often lifelong with significant side effects, not to mention how it destroys the liver, calls for serious investigation. So the physiological ketosis, in light of this evidence, considers possible mechanisms for therapeutic actions of the ketogenic diet in different diseases. So start doing some research. We'll unpack it a little deeper next time. Ketogenic diet is really good. Stay away from the toxic stuff. Be careful, dust your house. I vacuumed today when I saw this. I was like, ooh, I'm getting rid of some of this dust. Can't be healthy. It's also making me want to move even more. So hopefully you're energized. If you pick, you know, want to perk up in the morning, listen to some bouncy music and listen to some happy DJ, good, you know, motivational speakers. That'll get you pumped in the morning. And if that doesn't get you going, you know, hey, I don't know what to tell you on that one. Let's see. you know, start taking walks. If you start taking walks, you are going to be so energized, okay? You will be so wonderfully energized that you won't have to, you know, worry about energy. And remember, hang out with good vibe people and don't do your caffeine thing after noon and drink lots of water. Water, water, water. And I'm also reading, do bananas. Now, depression and cataracts got the blues, consider getting an eye exam. People with cataracts are 50% more likely to have symptoms of depression. So there you go. We talked about the gut with the probiotics and fighting diabetes with yogurt and agave. We talked about a lot of those good things. So, could stimulate your brain with food. Berries. Up here in the Midwest Chicago area, the raspberries and blueberries and blackberries are blooming. So it says, keep clear-headed with berries. Olive oil. Older women that eat 1 teaspoon of extra olive oil a day, just mix with vinegar and herbs for healthy salad dressing, had an easier time doing brain teasers. 5 servings of fruits and veggies a day help your brain. And so does fresh brewed green tea, green or black tea. So, and your Stay Slim hormones, leptin, omega-3s. Sleep a little more. So, have you been sitting and manifesting in your mind? Kind of thinking about what you want? Because all of what I said is for your health. And your mind could give you good health, too. Because if you think you're sick, you ever meet those people, oh, I'm sick, they're sick. They're going to be sick. you got to watch your words. Because your words eventually become your destiny. Because we become what we think about most of the time. Thoughts are things you can be, do, have, whatever your heart desires. Whatever a man can conceive, believe, and a man can achieve, you can be, do, have, whatever you want. Yes, yes, yes. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But it's in your mind power. So you need to be sitting between 15 and 30 minutes every day. And you know what? Try 5 minutes at a time and start thinking of exactly what you want. And then be in control of your emotions. Get emotional about what you want. Oh, gosh, that was funny. That's not my mouth right there. When you do this and you could consistently do it, you could go ahead and be still. And then you could visualize your dream. And visualization is a huge piece to manifestation because you're taking your mind, you're owning it, you're emotionalizing it, and you can see your success, which helps that success cycle, which helps to build those neural pathways, which will get you more success. Even just visualizing, you know, the mind cannot tell the difference, cannot differentiate between actuality and something vividly imagined. So if you could be a master manifester, you have to master the visualization technique. You need to sit silently. Start with 5 minutes, then increase it to 10. If you could start off with 10 or 15, you're good. Okay, but just picture that house. What does it look like? Or that car that you want, or that fit body that you want, or this that you want. Just kind of, you know, dream it and you can be it. And you have to totally remember, you have to define that chief aim. It will help your self-confidence. And you put your mission statement into your memory, and you repeat it. I should suggest, in fact, I digress. When you do this visualization, you should start creating a mission statement, because you commit it to memory, and you should have your leadership team, if you are an entrepreneur, have them commit it to memory too. So constantly commit to yourself, commit to your excellence. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. And these principles are not mine, okay? They're timeless truths. They've been taught by the very best, from Napoleon Hill to Dennis Waitley, to Tony Robbins, to Kevin Trudeau, to Robert Kiyosaki. I mean, they're all, this is the secret sauce. So know what you want and get your vibe really high about it. Know your chief aim and then say it in the affirmative. I have a, you know, 2,500 square foot home in Florida, and it has a swimming pool, and, you know, my Jaguar is in the driveway. You can do that. I have a successful business. I have 30 people that I am giving jobs to that I'm, that their families are being provided for in an excellent way. I have a great 501c3, and we are feeding, you know, 100,000 homeless people. You know, think big, too. Remember, we talked about that yesterday. Your goal needs to be bigger than what you really think you could do, because once you go ahead and make your goal super-duper big, because you'll reach it, and you always want to be, you know, reaching for more, and because there's no satisfaction in just being a lump on the log. So you want to be more, do more, to have more. And it's not about monetary. So remember, define that chief aim in the positive. Accentuate the positive. Stay away from negative people. Stay away from time wasters. And constantly be learning. Hopefully everybody's tapping into, awaken to empowerment. And hopefully people are tapping into great things like they can grow rich or the law of success or, I don't know, any of the programs. There's so many. There's so many. Nightingale Kona has a boatload of them. So hopefully we're all reading properly. We'll talk tomorrow more about boosting metabolism and doing some other things. But focus on that goal. Focus on that goal and start reaching for the stars. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. So today we talked a little bit about the ketogenic diet and disease. We talked about the toxic substances in our dust. Talked about fundamentally transforming our mindset. And it's just, you know, what we do here. We talk about the mindset thing. The mind is a big piece. Don't have a long, long show here because I do. I'm going to be getting on the air soon. But enjoy your day. Enjoy your time. Be grateful. Hopefully everybody deserves gratitude every morning. But start doing that visualization. Start doing that visualization and create those pathways in your mind, those neural pathways, where you become unconsciously competent of what you want and become unconsciously competent on how you could go ahead and manifest. Remember, positive anything is better than negative nothing. That's Albert Hubbard. So do your work with your whole heart and you will succeed because there's so little competition there. So, you know, you could do it. You can do it. You can create your ideal life. I'm going to cut this show short today because I need to drink. I need to get myself psyched for the next show I'm doing. And it's going to be talking a little bit about immigration. I'm a child of an immigrant that came here, left Mussolini's Italy, left their home with nothing to make a better life here in America. And they didn't get anything for free. They came here to work. And a lot of American taxpayers are now paying for people that don't want to work. If you want a better life, become part of the system, plug in. Immigrants make this country great in America. I mean, I don't plan on going to, when I went to Italy, I mean, I went there and I tried to parlay Italiano. I mean, England was easy because they all spoke the same language as I did. I know I had an accent to them. You know, be the change you wish to see in the world. But, you know, love everyone. Step out. But also do the right thing by everyone. So, anyway, that's just a little side note. Remember, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. Whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. Again, you can be and do and have whatever you want. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And tell yourself you can. And do these visualization exercises. 5, 10, 15 minutes a day. Make it big. Make it bold. Make it beautiful. Make it you. Create your ideal life now. Be inspired. Be empowered. Go from this trans, transition piece to transforming your life. Okay? This is Carol Ann Parisi. Thanks for joining me. Peace, love, and empowerment and freedom. So thank you, freedom-loving souls, for joining me. We'll catch you back here next time. And, yes, I'm getting ready to do another show. Let's tap into Boston Peace of Mind. We're going to cut this one now. Have a great one. Thanks for joining me. Peace, love, freedom. And you can do it.